from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Kern here, saying hello once again, and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll continue to listen and hear the Lord's Word to your heart today. Our preacher is the Reverend John Greer, and he's continuing to let the Bible speak on the conversion of the Roman centurion who was present at the cross when the Lord Jesus was crucified. But before we hear that message and also some words in song, I want you to think for just a few moments of words found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 25. Just three words: Lord, help me. This was a prayer that came from the heart of a poor woman, and it went right to the heart of Jesus Christ. It's short, but it's comprehensive, and it's always suitable, but there are times when it seems to be especially suitable. It's a mercy to know and feel our weakness, but it's only then that we do cry from the heart to the Lord for strength. In every duty that we have to perform, in every trial that we have to meet, in every trouble through which we pass, under all the pains and sorrows that we have to endure in the course of life, we can consistently and continually cry, Lord, help me. For we need the help of God, and He has freely promised it to us. Let's therefore seek Him for it and receive it. Let it be our daily prayer. Help me to cleave to Jesus Christ with full purpose of heart. Help me to do Thy will cheerfully and constantly. Help me to persevere through all of the difficulties and press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, help me to gratefully acknowledge Thy hand in prosperity and meekly to submit to Thy will in those times of adversity. Help me to conquer my foes and master the corruptions of my own heart. Lord, help me to resist all the temptations presented to me. If petitions like these are presented in faith, if they are the language of the soul, we will then be able to daily say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Let this be the cry from our heart and the prayer in our heart today. Lord, help me.
Sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to Once again, I want to bring your attention to this passage of Scripture in Matthew 27, and then also in Mark 15, dealing with the conversion of the Roman centurion who was present at the cross when the Lord was crucified. We have been considering the question of what actually brought about his conversion. And I have been pointing out to you that it was because of how he was impressed by the Saviour's death, by what he witnessed, by what he heard. We've looked at the testimony of Christ's death. There was much testimony raised there at the cross concerning our Lord Jesus, who he was, what he was doing, and even the Lord's own seven cries from the cross were undoubtedly and unquestionably used of God to move this man's heart. It is the Word of God that saves. Then there was a triumph of the Lord's death, because in his death the Lord was triumphant and was victorious. There was a triumphant sound, the sound of the loud voice, which was a sound of strength and a sound of supremacy, as the Lord was victorious over hell and death and over the devil himself. And then it was also triumphant submission, because we find in Matthew 27 and verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. There was a voluntary and a conscious submission of himself to death. His life was not taken from him, but in triumph he yielded it up to his Father. He committed his spirit to God. This centurion had never witnessed such a thing before. No doubt he had seen heroic deaths on the battlefield, but he had never seen anything like this, because here was one who was master of death, who succumbed to it when he pleased. And therefore, there was much triumph in the death of our Saviour there as he hung on that cross. It was not a defeat, it was a great triumph. And this centurion, therefore, must have seen in all of this that here is one who was able to give him triumph in his death. You see, all men must face death, and we face it either in fear or in dread, or we face it in peace and in calmness, or in triumph. I ask you today, how will you face your death? Can you face it with this calmness that the centurion witnessed in our Lord Jesus Christ? We think of how Stephen died, and he used the very same words almost as the Lord used here in his death. Stephen cried out at that point when he was being stoned to death and was expiring. He prayed, he cried out that the Lord would forgive those who were putting him to death, and he commanded his spirit to God. You read all of that in Acts chapter 7 and verse 59. And there is an example of the great truth that through union with Jesus Christ in the victory of his death, those who trust him are also victorious. Those who are saved by his grace have nothing to fear in death. Now, death will take us. It is not the case that we hand ourselves over to death as the Lord Jesus did. No, we are mortals, and therefore we will succumb to death, but in our death we may be triumphant because of the victory of Calvary. Is there in your heart today a longing to know peace and know deliverance from the fear of death? Then I urge you to look away to Jesus Christ, the one who took our very nature into union with his deity, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, even the devil, and deliver those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Dear sinner, look away today to Jesus Christ. He is able to give you victory in your death. You're hastening toward death. You're hastening toward eternity. And you have no hope. You have no source of consolation whatsoever. It's not found in the church or in works or religion. Hope is found alone in the Son of God. And may you today look to Christ, who by his triumphant death is able to save you and deliver you from the wrath to come. So he witnessed the testimony of the Lord's death and the triumph of the Lord's death. And then there was also something about the time of the Lord's death. Again, Mark 15, verse 39 tells us of the Lord crying out and the impression made on the centurion. And we're told in verse 37 that it was with a loud voice that he cried, as we have already noticed. And when we look at Matthew's account in Matthew 27, verse 50, we read of the same cry. But notice there the word again. It says in Matthew 27, verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, which means that he had cried before with a loud voice, and that is so. He cried with a loud voice a little earlier. And that time is recorded in verse 46 of Matthew 27. Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he cried the first time with a loud voice at the ninth hour. Now I draw your attention to the time of the Lord's death, because here we are shown that the Saviour was dying at the very same time in the afternoon when the evening lamb was being offered in the temple. It was in the evening of the day that the sacrifice was made. And here is Jesus Christ on the cross, dying at that very time. And thereby it was being presented that he was the Lamb of God. The time of his death coincided with the death of the evening lamb, and indeed the death of the Passover lamb. And therefore we are shown that Christ is the Lamb of God. That is the great truth that we see at the cross. The Lamb of God bearing away the sin of the world. May you think about that, and may you realize today your need to go to Christ and trust in his redeeming blood. May his word be written on your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.